tanti auguri a Vicenza Oro.
Happy birthday, Vicenza Oro.
Happy birthday, Vicenza Oro.
Happy birthday, Vicenza Oro. Bon anniversaire, Vicenza Oro.
Happy birthday, Vicenza Oro.
Happy anniversary, Vicenza Oro.
Buon compleanno, Vicenza Oro.
Bon anniversaire pour Vicenza Oro.
Happy birthday, Vicenza Oro.
Happy birthday, Vicenza Oro.
Bon anniversaire, Vicenza Oro.
Bon anniversaire, Vicenza Oro.
Happy anniversary, 70th anniversary, Vicenza Oro.
Welcome on this podcast, A Jewel Like a Kiss. This year is Vicenza Oro's 70th anniversary. So this special podcast was recorded at the January show with all the enthusiastic messages from shows lovers, influencers, and international journalists.
Happy anniversary, 70th anniversary, Vicenza Oro. My name is Kyle Roderick. I am a journalist, jewelry book author. My Instagram is at Bijou Review, and I'm the author and photo editor of Bejeweled, The World of Ethical Jewelry, published by Rizzoli and distributed in every continent except Antarctica. This edition of Vicenza Oro is super outstanding. Because it really is the fair of all fairs, showcasing the finest in fine jewelry, high jewelry, and design-driven jewelry. The Picciotti Italian brand, I think, had the most outstanding things I saw today. I wasn't able to go to all the halls, but Picciotti in particular has some killer cocktail rings with very important gemstones. The Tanzanite ring that they had, I don't know how many carats it was. It was like a skating rink. It was huge. Beautiful. This year's edition, Vicenza Oro 70, the programming was particularly dynamic and focused on involving people from different sectors of the jewelry industry so that they could share their knowledge with attendees from all over the world. And the programming, for instance, this morning of the preservation presentation by Trend Vision and Jewelry Forecasting featured Lucia Silvestri, the creative director of Bulgari, who's also like the head stone buyer. And there was a fantastic panel this afternoon, co-sponsored by Bain and Vhernier, the Milano-based brand. And they discussed how Vhernier, founded only in 2002, has continued to grow its new forms and concepts that are very sculptural, so that their jewelry is almost equivalent in the sense of, it's almost equivalent to fine art. And it's extremely innovative, subtle, and not for everyone, but it's important. Super design-driven jewelry.
And so, this jewel story ends. I'm Anne Desmarais de Jotan, and I give jewelry a voice in free podcasts. If you like this episode, please support me by writing and putting stars on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, subscribing and sharing this episode on your social networks. See you in September at Vicenza Oro.
J'aime les bijoux.
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 Totalement.
Bisous.
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 Bisous. Bisous.